So, Greg, you clearly feel that you need this bit of a lift maybe from this new management
I think it
team.
gives us more of a backbone and stuff to sort of, because it's easy to sort of be like, yeah, we'll do it next week and stuff like that, but this will actually proper force us to get things done.
Have a
And
job.
it'll get us things done right, because the guy knows everything about the music business, he knows people.
Told about the Blink 182 and stuff like
Yeah,
that. Right.
and he's saying about a guy from America, he's always asking him about new bands that are coming out, so it gives us more opportunities. It's quite a big door for us, really.
They can do a lot of things that we can't do.
Yeah,
Like, they've got a whole promotion team doing them and
A lot of contacts.
Yeah, good. What are you kind of hoping to happen for the rest of this year? I mean, presumably you've got gigs booked and one thing and another. Just tell us about what the sort of short to medium term plan is for the visitors, Charles.
Well, the plan, as of yet, is me and Greg are in pretty much full-time work, and we've just been talking about quitting our jobs to fully focus on it.
Yeah.
And we're putting our money together, buying a van, so we can. We're looking to gig Friday, Saturday, Sunday, nearly every weekend, once we get the van, so that can be all over Manchester, because at the moment I feel we're getting overexposed in the area we're playing.
Right.
So, just playing to as many people as we possibly can, even if it's to an empty
Yeah, in places we haven't played in Manchester, because obviously we played in Manchester City Centre, but we've played in small towns around Manchester. We played in, was the only one we played at, Lee.
We're going to play this Stockport.
We're playing at Stockport next month.
Next month, Thursday next month, so.
So it's like, it's like spreading your wings effectively then, isn't it? That's basically what it is. You need.
We've just got to expand who we are, probably. And then by having people die in London, maybe we might be able to expand down there as well.
As this management team said that you might be able to play in London.
They're going to put nights on for us and everything.
Right.
The management comes with a booking agent, so.
Yeah.
They're going to book as many gigs as they can for us.
Mm.
Because that's how they make their money, so they're
Yeah.
obviously.
And hopefully it'll go well and they'll book us for more.
Because when we went down to London, they said, oh, got some people on it this night. So I'll come down because we stayed all weekend. We went down and it was like a really, it was just a good vibe to have down there. I think we were thinking with the music that was there, we'd fit in really well.
It was that we got players.
We were just really wanted to be like, we're just. Oh, you
guitar
can
go
on.
It's
shame it's like any guitar.
Because that far really couldn't take a lot down, but it seems like a really good vibe down there. I think we'd fit in really well.
Does it still seem like, obviously, obviously London is the place to be, but does it, like you said, does it have that special feel about it? Would you consider going to stay and down there?
Like everyone's doing their own thing. Cool place.
So
it's really nice.
Where would you like the visitors to be in 12 months, Jack?
In London. Probably just in London, focusing on maybe the next album. Because in 12 months obviously we'll probably be recorded and then we'll be able to focus on new things, like sticking out with that album.
Charles, when are you hoping to get Oxford and Black out there then? What's the time scale for that?
Well, if we quit our jobs, we can fully focus on it. Like every day during the week. So if that goes to plan, then hopefully 2 months it will be released.
Right.
Just depends.
So we'll have another chat about that at that time, but presumably you'd be having release gigs and plenty of promotion and stuff. Right, okay. So it sounds like very exciting times, but I just want to bring you back down to earth a little bit, if you like, and just ask you about the local scene. There's obviously a lot of bands that are similar level to yourselves at the moment. So, do you think it's a good thing to have a lot of competition in the town?
Yeah, definitely. Because you won't progress. If you didn't have competition.
I mean, do you kind of. Presumably, obviously no Indigo Empire.
It's
got to use it as a positive, and bounce off the
yeah.
helmet.
Yeah. So it's a competition.
It's not about that. Yeah. It's about me. Yeah. Just about me. So
yeah.
But we like what they do, and they like what we do. So we just keep doing it.
Like Jack, because people were playing with them, we did it. We just had fun, and that's the way to think about it, really. And we could always work off each other. And,
But it's would you agree? It's a very very healthy music scene in Oldham at the moment.
Yeah, surprisingly healthy.
Especially going to Oldham College because there's a lot of talent in Oldham College as well. Right. Like, I mean, I've been a sport to my team, our teaching, and there's always great people coming in, like going off doing things, you know, being used, stuff like that. Just, Greg, you just said surprisingly, is that because it's been a bit of a, well, not dead, but not dead, but I think because before being in a band, you'd never really think, oh, Oldham's got something to offer, or Manchester's got anything to offer, but
once you get in there and you sort of actually look and you realise how much there is around you, like how much talent there is and how big Manchester is for a music scene. Not just the centre, but the towns around it, it's quite amazing actually how much, how many people can actually get together and make music like they do. Like Manchester's got their own sound. Like,
hopefully we'll just inspire more people from Oldham to actually start bands. It takes a lot for someone to actually just say, I want to be in a band.
Yeah, people have to get around, it's not like a job.
No, it is a job, do you know what I mean? But like, it's a different kind of job.
Yeah.
Like the pursuit of the career.
It's a risk.
Yeah, it's a big risk.
Yeah.
But I think want more people to take the risk and
start
learning the guitar and rocking it out.
People are always like, after gigs, like, oh, I want to learn. Like,
there's nothing better than
my music. No, I agree with you on that score. It's more difficult now, Charles, would you probably agree that it has been for quite some time with the likes of the X Factor and taking a lot of the limelight away, and it's gonna be difficult for you, don't you think? But you're kind of up for the challenge.
Yeah, definitely. A good point that Vale from London said when we went to speak to him, he said that bands in the past, like 60s, 70s, 80s, the only way they could make it is if the record label took a risk on them. But now, through the internet, our competition is music from the 60s and 70s because it's just that easy to listen to.
You're going to get kids that are just like, we'll say it's a kid, my band is visiting, like, nah, no point, I listen to Rolling Stones, it's there because the world better than you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we've got that competition.
Yeah, it's
all streams now and downloads and everything, but the old band's still getting the downloads as much as the new bands. So there's so much more competition than we used to do.
Yeah. But you've obviously got faith in your own, in the visitors' sound,
don't
you?
Definitely.
You see, we don't think it's that unique, but I don't hear another band like it, really. It's hard.
We just get together and make music and we seem to love it.
Yeah.
I like music very versatile because we've got some slow songs like Unconditional Cemetery Road, and then we've got quite a hard one like Connoisseur of Lovers.
Yeah.
Very
edging on.
Varies that much, but when we listen to other bands, we don't really hear it. Personally, I'm bored of listening to the people that are on the radio. I want to make some better.
Like, no one in the radio wants to do anything different.
No.
Like, you don't just want to copy everyone else. Yeah. And I don't get
that. Like, when someone came out with someone came out with a singing different, like a weird falsetto or not, and then all of a sudden, loads of bands that are doing falsetto and.
Yeah.
He said singing different.
And then there's loads of people start singing different, and then another thing will come about, and then they'll all start singing like that instead of just being like, right, we make this.
It's a lot about singers though, these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not the band. The front man, isn't it? Like, the singers, like, he's a big example.
Anyway, it's I think that's probably a good time to wrap it up for the moment. Obviously, I wish the visitors all the best with the continuing recording and hopefully the trips to London and one thing and another. But make sure you don't forget your roots, which I know you won't. And very good. Thanks very much. Thanks, Charles.
We'll be reunited and having a gig at Jackson's
in about 30 years. I might not be here then. But anyway, that's thanks, Charles. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Connor. And thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
Cheers. This is Simon Smedley with the visitors. Thank you very much.